So today's daf is Samach Tes. We are Samach Ches Omud Beis, about two-thirds of the way down, maybe. We just finished off where Yehuda ben Nechemya, after he sort of embarrassed Reb Tarfon, so to speak, so Rabbi Akiva said, I didn't think you're going to live long, and he didn't have to live long. And so now we're up to Omar Ab Nachem by Yitzhak. It's at the end of a line, about two-thirds of the way down.
Yeah, sure.
Amar Ab Nachum Bar Yitzchak, yeah? You got it?
Yeah.
I'm showing it to show him where it is. 68B, two-thirds of the way through.
68B,
two-thirds of the way through. I don't know how else to describe it.
What number are you?
No, so we're still...
B4.
How does this... This goes B4. Right to left or left to right? Okay.
Up to B4
is the previous page. Ah. Okay, here. Amar Nachum by Yitzchak. That's where we are. This paragraph here.
Sobalti is the last one you should ask about. Scroll.
I'm just helping him find the place. Okay. Amar Nachum by Yitzchak. Amar Nachum by Yitzchak says, we finished yesterday, the Yehuda ben Nechemya said that the reason why the Korban Omer, even B'dieved, if he brought it from the new grain, it is possible. But the Shtei HaLechem, if he brought from the new grain when he wasn't supposed to, L'chatchila, but B'dieved, it's good. And the answer was, because by the time you get to Shtei HaLechem, even though you weren't supposed to bring any Korbanos from the new grain, but it was mutter, it had already become permitted for individuals, so therefore it's more lenient. Whereas before Pesach, when you bring the Korban Omer, it's not permitted to anybody, and therefore if you brought it even with the Yavid, it's no good. It's Amar Ab Nachum Yitzchak Divrei Yehuda ben Nechemya, according to what Yehuda ben Nechemya said, Nesachim Bikurim Sheikrivim Kodem Lo Omer Ksherim. Let's say wine. So the whole din of Chodesh doesn't apply to wine, to grain only. So if you bring.
Or to oil.
But he's talking about. Okay, so if he brings wine before the Omer, and it's from the new year, it's kosher. Yeah, because the whole problem is about whether it's permitted. The reason why it was good is because permitted. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Of course, it's pshita. Obviously, it's kosher because it's never also, there's no chadash, there's no din of chadash there. So the Gemara says, mahu d'tema, you might have thought that even though there's no din of chadash per se, but there might be that you're not allowed to bring it as a carbon, because Yehuda ben Nechemya's logic was, why is it b'dieved? It's okay if you bring between Pesach and Shavuos, you brought from the new grain, because since it was osur and became mutter, therefore the Torah is telling you that it's, you know, in a better place, and therefore b'dieved is good. But with the wine, it didn't become mutter. It was never osur in the first place, but it didn't become mutter. The Torah never gave you that idea that it's become more usable. As law, you might think then, according to that logic, that if you brought the wine before Shavuos, it's no good. Kamash Milan, that the logic is the opposite way around. That Kol Shekein, Hacha Delo Yitzchak. If something which was osur became mutter, therefore that's a good enough excuse why B'dieved, it's kosher. Something that was always mutter is for sure B'dieved kosher. Okay, you could argue it's still pshita, but that was what I was trying to say. Okay, next. Now we're at the two dots. Boy, Rami Bar Chama. It's about three quarters. Samach Ches Omud Beis, finishing yesterday's. About three quarters of the way down, maybe. The line starts with the word simen, and then there's a bracket and the two dots. Yeah. Boy, Rami Bar Chama. Okay, Rami Bar Chama asked a question. Shtei halecha ma'u she'atiru shaloi kesidron. So we said that what happens is when the Korban Omer is brought on Pesach, then it's permitted for individuals to eat the new grain. And when the Shtei HaLechem is brought on Shavuos, it's permitted to bring a Korban from the new grain. What about if it's out of order? What do you mean, Shalei Kesidron? What do you mean it's out of order? Shavuos comes before Pesach. How can that be out of order? So the Gemara explains what he means. Hey, Chedomi, how does that work? Kegoin, dizarinu beinu omer Shtei HaLechem. Let's say he planted it between Pesach and Shavuos, and it grew really quick. I don't know if it's how it can do that, but it did, let's say. Yeah, so it grew between Pesach and Shavuos. So in the life of that piece of grain, Shavuos came first. Yeah, so is it now mutter, even though the Omer, it hasn't lived through an Omer yet? Or is it not mutter? And then the Shtei HaLechem came first, because Shavuos came, and then 10 months later, came around Pesach. Is my, does that make it all permitted or not? Do we say Kesidron Sharyan, it's only, the Shtei HaLechem only permits it if it's in order, because it's previously been an Oimer, and now the Shtei HaLechem permits it for Korban. But Chaloi Kesidron, but if it's out of order, if the Shtei HaLechem wasn't preceded by an Oimer in the lifetime of this piece of grain, Loi Sharyan, it's not permitted to bring it for a korban. Or do we say, I don't care. Once you brought a Shtei HaLechem, it's permitted for a korban. I don't care whether there was an Omer in the life of this grain or not. So that was the question asked by Rami Bar Chama. Is Omer Rabba answer, Toshima. The Pasuk says, in Takrim Michas Bikurim, when you bring a korban from the first grains, with Minchas Omer HaKasim Adabra. So the first one is, the first grain is actually the Omer which is brought on Pesach. Where does it come from? From barley. You're telling me it's barley. Maybe it's wheat. Like most choshevet things are wheat, because wheat is more fancy. My soirim is supposed to be machal behema. Yeah. So wheat is more choshev. Your default situation would be that it should be from wheat. So he says, maybe why am I telling you it's barley? Maybe it should be wheat. Is Rabbi Eliezer Reimer, Nemar Aviv b'Mitzrayim. The word Aviv means, we translate as spring, yeah? But it says Aviv, the seasons relate to when grain becomes ripe, yeah? It's the season of when the grain becomes ripe. So in Egypt, when we had the plague of Borod, the hailstones, the Torah tells you which grains were smitten by the hail and which grains were not. And it says, Asa'ira v'akusem es loy nuku ki afila, ki asa'ira aviv. I forgot the lot from there. It says, Asa'ira aviv, it says. The barley is an early one, and therefore it got smitten. The ones that were only become, that only grow late, so they weren't smitten because they were soft and they were able to withstand the hail. But the barley, which was aviv, was already smitten. So we see that Aviv there, it talks about barley in the context of being Aviv. When he uses the word Aviv, it says, Asa'ira Aviv. Barley is Aviv. Yeah, that's the words of the Pasuk. Avinemar Aviv Ledoiris. And it says, Aviv, that Pesach is in Chodesh Aviv. Yeah, so therefore it says the same word Aviv. Ma Aviv Aviv Mitzrayim So'irin. Just like in Egypt with the plague of hail, when it talks about Aviv, it talks about barley. Isaf Aviv Ha'amu Ledoiris So'irin. So the korban that you bring, the korban ha'omer in the Chodesh Aviv, is also barley. That's Rabbi Eliezer's limud. Rabbi Akiva Omer, the Rabbi Akiva has a different limud for the same idea. We find an example of an individual who can bring sometimes when he has a korban which is obligatory. So sometimes it's chitin, like if it's a minchas chayte, let's say, and sometimes sa'irin, like a saita. Yeah, so we have an example of an individual bringing a chayva from wheat, and an example where an individual brings a chayva from barley. We also have example of a carbon sibur which is brought from wheat, let's say the Shtei HaLechem. So therefore, you have to find an example in order that it should be nice and symmetrical. We assume that there's an example of a public carbon which is made out of barley. So therefore, therefore there has to be an example also of an obligatory public carbon, which is made out of barley. Got it? Baruch Hashem. V'im ata omer b'min achitim, if the carbon omer is also made out of wheat, is lo matzinu tzibur shemei v'chavasim min asa'irim. You would never find an example, no other option, there's no other example of a public mincha that would come from barley. So therefore he says it must be out of barley. A dover acher, and another logic is that im ata omer Omer b'min achitim, that if you say that the omer comes out of wheat, ein shtei halechem bikurim. Yeah, it says in Shavuos, when you bring the shtei halechem, it's a bikurim. And if you would bring wheat on Pesach, and then wheat again on Shavuos, this isn't the first wheat. This is the second wheat. Yeah, if you bring barley on Pesach, then what you bring on Shavuos from the wheat is the first wheat of the year, is for the korban shtei halechem. But if you already bought wheat on Pesach, it wouldn't be a bikurim. So that's the what's that got to do with the question about Shaloi Kisidron?
His first limit is a little bit far-fetched.
Yeah, it's far-fetched.
That's not to prove.
It assumes,
you know,
no,
it's nicely,
but it assumes that it's symmetrical. Okay. But the fact that they have this discussion, v'im isa d'shtei halechem Shaloi Kisidron Sharyon, getting back to the question that we started with, if the grain grew between Pesach and Shavuos, and your question was, when the Shtei HaLechem comes in the lifetime of this grain, is that now permitted, even though for a Karbonis, even though there has been, it hasn't lived through a Karbon Omer, if that would be true, Mashkachasla, then you could still find this last argument of Rabbi Akiva. His problem was the Shtei HaLechem wouldn't be Bikurim. It would be Bikurim. The Makri Vayimer Mehanach the Ashrish Kodim, the Shtei HaLechem. On Pesach, he would bring wheat from what grew before Pesach. We can't bring it from after because it's not there yet. Yeah. So Pesach, you're bringing from wheat of this year, that was grew before Pesach. And Basar Kodim Shtei HaLechem before Shavuah. So Basar Omer Dishtaked, and after last year's Omer, and Shtei HaLechem, you would bring Mehanach Ta Ashrish Kodim LaOmer. You would bring from that which grew before the Omer, the Hashta before this year's Omer, Obasa Shtei HaLechem Dishtaket, and after last year Shtei HaLechem. So it would be, so therefore it would be Bikurim if you brought it from one that wasn't around in the time of Pesach.
Is the word Ashrus from
Shoedish? Yeah, it took root. Yeah? So therefore, it could be that you could find, even if they were both wheat, you could find Bikurim from the Shtei HaLechem. So he says, no, you misunderstood what Bikurim means here. Bikurim doesn't mean the first wheat. Bikurim means the first carbon born on the Mizbeach. Misavart, the top of the page, Bikurim l'peirik amrinon. I don't care if it's the first fruit of this year, the first fruit of last year, the first fruit of yonah year. It doesn't make a difference. That's not what it's about. L'mizbeach kamrinon. The thing is, the first carbon of the year on the Mizbeach has to be the first wheat carbon. If the Mizbeach ate wheat on Pesach, yeah, then when the Mizbeach eats wheat on Shavuos, it's not the first time this Mizbeach is having wheat. Whether the wheat took root before Pesach or after Pesach, that doesn't matter. The fact is that in this year of this cycle, we've already had the Mizbeach having a carbon of wheat. And that's where Rabbi Akiva says that it could be that Shaloi Kisidron makes it mutter. Yeah. But you would still have it as a Bikurim even if it was wheat. Rabbi Akiva's argument that it wouldn't be Bikurim, yeah, would still be true. It still wouldn't be the first wheat carbon of the year, even if it was true that it was brought, that if it had last year's Tehalachim, it would be mutter already. Okay. So that was that question, Ron Bar Chama. So basically, we don't have a proof either way. So we don't know. So then he went on to the next question. Boy, Rabbi Bar Chama, Tehalachim, when we say that fruit or grain that had grown before the Shtei HaLechem is permitted. Once you bring the Shtei HaLechem, now it's permitted. So what does that mean? It means for Kabbonis. It also means for Bikurim. So it's fruit as well. Yeah. So the fruit, when can you bring the Bikurim? Something that grew before Shtei HaLechem. The Shtei HaLechem is now matter to you to bring the Bikurim. So when we say that the fruit grew before Shtei HaLechem, is it Hanotza Shari? If when fruit grows in different stages. So you have Hanotza, which is where it first pops, the first thing pops.
Sprouts,
that's the word I wanted.
Like Netzachama, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
pops on Netzachama. The first pops out.
Nitzan, which is the first sprout.
Yeah. The first sprout. Yeah. Or Chanota. Chanota we usually translate to blossom, but it's bigger than, it's not just the first pop of the fruit, but it's actually the shape of a fruit. Yeah, so therefore Chanota is later. So which one is? Oh, he says, my hanotza or my chanota. What is hanotza and what's chanota? So he says, first of all, what are you talking about? Ilem hanotza de peri, chanota de peri. You're talking about a fruit that it popped or blossomed. is, one second, if you look at the grain situation, we said hashrosha is hashta hashrosha sharya. The corresponding thing for grain, taking root, is even before either of those two items. That's the very first thing, is it takes root. Then it can pop and sprout and blossom. Yeah. So if we're saying by grain that if it took root before the shtei halechem, that's good enough that the shtei halechem now permits it as this year's crop, is hanotza v'chanotza miboy, those things that happen at later stages. So if the fruit has already sprouted and blossomed, this for sure it's part of this year and it's permitted by the shtei halechem. Ella, so it must be that we're not talking about the fruit, because if the fruit, we got to the point where there's already a fruit there, it's for sure permitted. Hanotza, we're talking about hanotza da'ala v'chanotza da'ala. We're talking about the leaf, which is earlier. When a leaf pops out, is that the same level as hashrosha on grain or not? Mihavaki hashrosha eloi. And on that one, teiku. That one we're going to admit that we don't have the answer, and we'll wait for some future revelations.
You know, we usually say chanot is when you see the budding center was even before the flower of the fruit pops out.
I think that chanot is definitely after hanotza. I think hanotza means it first buds. And by the time you get chanota, it looks like a fruit already. It's not ripe yet. It's not edible yet, but it looks like a fruit.
So hanotza could really be leaves, not necessarily even fruit.
No. Hanotza is the fruit, because now we're talking about Allah. Now the later question was about the conclusion was that the question is about the leaves. So there's leaves and there's fruit.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, next one. Boy, it's very agricultural. Good morning here. Boy, Rabba Bar Avchana. Next question. Chitin shazorim bekarka. Person plants wheat in the ground. So the wheat is sitting in the ground, but it's not that it's just grown as a crop from this year. It's something that a person put in the ground, and the wheat's just sitting there. And it hasn't started growing as a new... It hasn't sprouted roots and is growing. It's just sitting there. Is oimer matiron or ain't oimer matiron?
He wants to go and pick up those seeds again.
How do you plant wheat? You take last year's wheat and you chuck it in the ground and it grows this year, doesn't it? I think that's how you do it. Yeah, so that wheat that you put in the ground and it hasn't started growing yet, is that...
In other words, it starts growing after Pesach.
Yeah, so the fact that it was in the ground before you brought the Kramer and Omer, that means if he decides he wants to take it back and start eating it, is he allowed to? Or does he have to now wait for the next Omer? So the question is, hey, Chedomi, 1 minute, what's happened with this grain? You stuck it in the ground. Ida Ashrush, if it took root, Tanina, then we have the Mishnah, which is if it took root already before Pesach, then it's kosher, it's permitted from the Omer. And Ida Loya Ashrush, if it didn't take root, also Tanina. It also says that it's not, we learned in the Mishnah. Im Ishrishu Kodem Lo Omer, Omer Matiron, Vim Lav, Asur, Nachav Omer Abo. If it took root before the Omer, it's permitted. If it didn't, that's the way to the next Omer. So what's your question over here? So he says, "Loi tzricha dechatzdino v'zarinu kaidam la'omer," that he planted it into the ground before the omer. V'asa omer v'chalif alayu. Now the omer has passed. V'kamei boilei. And the question is, "Mahalin kuti yomechul." Now we're not talking about where it grew again. So the Gemara's Havamina was that his question was, if he put it in the ground before Pesach and it was sitting there on Pesach and then it grew after Pesach, can you eat that new grain? So he says, there's another question that you can't. If it took root, you can. If it didn't take root, you can't. So he says, that's not the question. The question is, when he put it in the ground and he wants to eat the grain itself. He wants to eat what he planted. He changed his mind. He wants to take it out of the ground and eat it. Mahal lindkoit, because he gathered it, then kuti, can he gather it back up? Or mechul minayu?
What's the difference between the havamina? This question.
No, the havamina was no, because when I explained the first question, I probably gave away the answer. Right, the havamina was that his question was: you put it in the ground before Pesach, and it took roots after Pesach. So the Gemara says, what's your question? That's clear that if it didn't take root till after Pesach, then there's nothing to talk about. Right. So we're saying, no, we're not talking about what grew out of this grain that you planted. We're talking about this grain itself that you planted, and you changed your mind, you want to take it out and eat it. Is it still considered last year's because that's what it was? Or because you've planted it now, is it considered this year's? Yeah. Can I collect it and eat it? because command the shadja bechadadom, it's as if I put it into a jug or into a container. The sharina oimer, therefore it's permitted when the oimer came by. Or since I put it back in the ground, now it's part of the ground. It's like starting all over again. So that's question number one. Question number two. Yesh lehamayna'a or ain lehamayna'a? It's a similar idea. Is it considered karka? Is it considered part of the ground? Or it's not considered part of the ground?
Isn't that happening if I'm selling the field?
Yeah, or you're selling the grain. Yeah, because there's no ainah on lands. Right, no matter if someone sells you a property, a real estate, doesn't matter how much they rip you off. That's your ice gripped, yeah. And washenken, if I sold you metaltalin and I ripped you off, then there's a din of cheating. And it, depending on how much the cheating was, it's either it either just void transaction or I have to return the rip off amount. So the question is echadami. When you say the question about cheating or not cheating, ilema the amalei. When he put the, let's, if your question of cheating is that he told him to plant six grains, or six cores probably, he said plant six cores. And witnesses come and say he planted five, so that's a rip off in the number, not in the grain itself. Anything which is a measurement or a weight or a number, a filu pachas mechatei anoa chayzer. Even if it's less than 1/6 rip-off, you have to give back what you cheated. Yeah. So if I buy five potatoes and you gave me four, no, that's too many anyway, you gave me six, you still have to give back the extra one. Because when I have a number, yeah, I'm not moichel on that. That's, I said a number, I want that number. When I said I want five potatoes, I don't want four potatoes, yeah. Ella da amalei kedishadoyba kedaboyle. He just said, put the appropriate number. Plant the appropriate amount for this field. And the witnesses came and said what he did was not really enough as it's supposed to be. There wasn't any particular number involved. So then it would depend on the dins of Aino. Yesh la Aino, do we say there is a din of cheating? The commander shot you, Bekaradami, it's like metaltalin sitting in a box. But yesh la Aino, and therefore if you cheated on metaltalin, you have to return the cheated amount. Oidilma batal hulagabayara. Or do we say it's part of the ground now, and in the ground there's no din of cheating? Question two, question three comes up. Nishboyim aleihem, nishboyim aleihem. Is there an oath involved on a dispute about this or not? Do we say kedeshadu bekara dam lichmetatli dam nishboyim aleihem? Is it like it's sitting in a box, and therefore it's like metatlim and an oath? If there's a dispute which requires an oath, it would be applicable in this case. So idilma batalu agavara chamakarku dam nishboyim aleihem. Or is it part of the ground and it's like land? That's three different questions, and you don't swear, but it's all the same question. Is it part of the ground or it's not part of the ground? Teiku. So much for that one. Next. He will. Bayaram Bachama. You'll like this one. Chitin Shabit Glale Bokar. What happens if there's wheat in the manure of the cow or barley in the manure of a donkey, a behemoth? The Gemara discussed cows eat wheat and donkeys eat barley, because of course we know that's their menu, so that's why the Gemara splits them. Is mahu? What's the din of that wheat that's in the manure? So the Gemara says, "Lamai, what do you mean? What's the din? The din is this manure. What do you want to know? What's the din? What din are you asking about?" So
Ilema Litzmuya, the daughter of Rabbi, who was the Rabbi Kiva's wife who was picking out from the Galalim?
Yeah. If you want to know whether it's considered a food, and therefore it can become tamei as a food, Tanina, we learned in a Mishnah. Even if he thought about eating it, that's not enough to make it considered a food, just because he thought about it. But if you did an action, a maisa, to prepare it for eating, then metame tuma soichlin. So it depends. If he collected him, it's food. If he just thought about it, but then maybe he will change his mind, then it's not food. So therefore, what's the question? El the menachas. The question is, can I bring this wheat for a carbon mincha? Is pshita deloy? For sure not. Akriveya nola fechasecha. If you will bring disgusting things for a carbon, a yirtzecha yisa panecha. Will God like that? You can't take manure and turn it into a carbon. What's God going to think of your carbon if you did that? So what's the shaila? The shaila is leitzricha the naktinu v'zarinu, that he took it out of the poo and he put it in the ground and planted it now. The kaboy lasuyim menachas binayu, and he wants to bring menachas from what grew out of that planted grain that was in the manure. is my. Well, 1 second. Now that it grew, is it a new thing? It's not really part of the manure anymore, is what?
So
is
it washed it in
the is it? Mich- no, he put it. He puts it in the ground. He plants it, and then it grows new grain out of that.
It's pre-fertilized.
Yeah, it's pre-fertilized, exactly. Is it mishum de miyasusahu? The problem is the problem because it's disgusting. The kevin, the zarinu, azdala miyasayu, now that he planted it and it's grown new grain, it's not disgusting anymore. Oy dilma mishum chishusahu. Or is it because it was pre-swallowed by the cow, it's lost its koyach, it's shvach wheat. Vahashtanam michusha, and therefore when you replant it, it's still going to grow not very good quality wheat. And therefore, you still can't bring it again. Teiku, no answer to that one too. Boy, Ramba Chama, Pil Shabala. You just the elephant's coming and you're leaving. An elephant swallowed a kafifa mitris. The elephant swallowed a basket made out of dekel. No, it's from the palm tree, the lulav leaves. The elephant swallowed it. Vihikias derech beisarei, and then it sent it out the opposite side of down the backside. Yeah, Mahu, what's the din? So again, the question is, what do you mean, what's the din? What's the din of the basket that came out of the elephant's backside? It's the din is that it's a basket that came out of the elephant's backside. Is what's the question? So let's say this basket was tummy, and now that it's been through the elephant, did that purify it from becoming, it's not considered a keli anymore, and therefore it's not tummy? If that's your question, Tanino, we have our first Mishnah. Call a kelim yordle to Moshe Machshava. Any vessel can become a kabel tuma if he thinks about it, that it's finished. Yeah, even if you're in the middle of them, if it's not finished, then it's not mekabel tuma because it's not a vessel. But if he thought, that's it, I'm not doing anything else to it.
He's making the
vessel, and he thinks about I'm finished, then it's mekabel tuma. The ein olim mitumah. So once it's tameh, if you want to get it out of being tameh, so normally, if it breaks, it's not tameh anymore. When does a vessel stop being a vessel? If it gets a hole in it, if it breaks, etc. So you want to know whether it's not a vessel anymore. Yeah. But it says only b'shinui ma'isa, there has to be an action. And there's no
ma'isa. The elephant doesn't count.
No, not the elephant's action. That doesn't count as an, that doesn't count as an action where you are actually going and deliberately breaking this thing.
But if it was a cricket and the elephant stepped on it, it would be...
Then it would be broken.
And but
this kvifa is not broken. No, the basket's not broken.
But it's in the elephant's gut.
But it came out whole. It came out whole the other side.
Sorry, my imagination is struggling.
Elephants are able to do that. Right? That's why it's an elephant.
Right?
That's it. So the question is, the answer, the question is, the bala hutsin. The elephant swallowed branches. He didn't swallow a basket. The elephant swallowed branches and excreted the branches as well.
And now you want to
came a person, when I first read this, I thought the elephant made a basket out of it, but then I thought that can't really be. The yavdinu kufa mitris, I thought the elephant made it into a basket. But no, that's not what it means. It means a person came and collected those leaves that came out of the elephant's backside and made a basket out of it. Mi have a equal. Is it considered digested? And therefore, if it's digested, it's not considered a leaf anymore. Have a leikichle. Turn the page. Then it's considered a vessel made out of manure, and therefore it's kichle adama. It has the same din as a vessel made out of the adama, but in mekablim tuma, and it does not mekabel tuma anymore if it's made out of manure. The Amar Mar, Kli Avonim, Kli Glolim, Kli Adama, Ein Mekablim Tuma, Lema Divrei Tzeva, Lema Divrei Tzevim. It's not Mekabel Tuma, not Menatzeirim, it's Menabonon. So if it's considered digested, even though it looks like a leaf, it's considered manure. And if you make a Kli out of it, it's not going to become Tomei. Oy Dilma, Loi Hava Ikel. Or do we say it's not considered digested, and therefore it's still considered a leaf, and if it makes a vessel out of it, it's Mekabel Tuma. So that was the question. So the Gemara says, Tifshe lemi hada amar ula mishum Rav Shimon Yartzali can answer from this. Maisa ubalu shnei ze'evim, Maisa ubalu shnei ze'evim tinoikas be'eva yardin. There's a story where there was a wolf attack, and the wolves, two wolves swallowed babies, dingoes. Dingoes take baby? And the dingo took the baby. In Eber HaYarden in Alice Springs. Uva mais lifnei chachamim. And the question was, what's the deal with these... with these babies that they came when they came out, are they considered tome? Is it tome mace? Are they metame tumas mace as dead bodies or not? In other words, they came out through the wolf's backside. Yeah. So is it considered manure or is it considered human flesh and it's metame mace? And they said it's tahor. It's not considered a human flesh anymore. It's considered manure of the wolf. So why don't we say the same thing about whatever came out of the elephant's backside? So the Gemara says, Shani Bosar, flesh is different. The Roch is because it's soft. Then you can answer from the second part.
What's the nafkamina that it disintegrates?
Digested. What about the Sefer? But Tim was Atomis. They said the bones are Tomei. So that shows maybe that the Kfifa, the basket, the leaves of the basket are also Tomei. So he said, no, bones are too hard. Shani Atomis, that Kushitve, they're very hard. So therefore, you can't learn from the meat, the flesh, and you can't learn from the bones. So we still have a question. All right, we'll leave it over here.